It's still confidence round week, so I've got 10 totally random questions for you from all walks of life, all types of categories, coming up right now. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for joining me if you like trivia. This show can be found wherever podcasts are found, and it comes out every single day, and I appreciate you telling a friend about it. So if you know somebody that loves trivia or wants to pass some time in their office or on their workout or on their dog walk or whatever they do when they're listening to podcasts, maybe you know somebody that posted on Facebook. They said, hey, who knows a good podcast? I listen to Serial. And This American Life, I'm looking for a new show. Anybody got a good recommendation? Maybe you want to recommend Trivia with Buds. That'd be very cool of you. That's how this show has grown over the last 2.5 years, and I'd appreciate if you helped it keep growing. We are in the middle of a confidence round week, where every episode this week will be 10 totally random questions from my confidence rounds, which I use to close out my live trivia nights. It's 10 totally random questions, no set category, and usually a little bit tougher than the other questions from the other rounds throughout the night. So if you like random trivia, this week is for you. And if you like this show a bunch, you can support it over on Patreon. Just head over there, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. See what we got cooking and get up in this raffle for this Friday. The raffles are a new thing that I started last week, where we are going to raffle off one cool pop culture item for anyone who's a patron of the show. You got a chance to win. Last week, my friend Mona won 2 tickets to see Shazam. And it doesn't matter what level you're at, as long as you are a Patreon subscriber for $1 or more, you will be in the running to win some cool stuff. This week's item is a box of cereal. And I know that doesn't sound exciting, but this isn't any cereal. It's Wakanda Crunch cereal. That's right. They made this to promote the Black Panther movie. And I think it's called Wakanda Forever Crunch, something like that. I don't have the box in front of me right now. But you're going to get a box of cereal. It's a collectible box. It's from the store FYE for your entertainment. Sometimes you find that store at the mall. It's a very cool store if you like pop culture collectibles. And this is a whole box of cereal coming your way. And it doesn't expire, I think, until July. So you can still eat this cereal if you want, or you can keep it on your shelf as a cool collector's item. But I will be mailing one box of Wakanda Forever cereal to the winner of this week's raffle. We're going to do that raffle on Friday this week. So try and get in on patreon.com/triviawithbuds at any dollar amount to be eligible for that raffle. If you hear any background noise on the episodes this week, I am recording all of them in my backyard because the weather is beautiful. But you might hear a dog or a cat or some wind or a car. There's a lot of like Fast and the Furious type fake people in my neighborhood who have like not the greatest house, but like some fancy ass car. And then they just like make noise with their car and then they turn it off. So you might hear that from time to time. But everyone is very friendly out here. And no street racing, from what I can tell so far. But yeah, if you hear anything, that's what's going on. It's a beautiful breeze here while we record, and we're going to get into those questions right now. 10 totally random confidence round questions. Again, if you're playing along, write down all your answers, rank them 1 through 10. 10's the highest, 1's the lowest, and 55 points available. And if you like this show, quick shout out to one of my biggest inspirations for doing the trivia podcast about 2.5 years ago. It's a show with my friend James, and it is called Pod Quiz. So search that phrase, P-O-D-Q-U-I-Z. I don't think there's any space. So just Pod Quiz, like pop quiz kind of, but Pod Quiz, like podcast, on your iTunes app or wherever you listen to this show, and give him a listen. He's a UK-based host, and he's been doing it for, I think he does it once a week, and he's on episode 730. So he's been doing it for like 12 years, I want to say, like a really long time. And he's got one of those delightful English voices, and it's fun to listen. He does a lot of audio-based trivia, so a lot of music-based trivia. So if you like one-hit wonders and guessing songs from movies and remixes and weird alterations of songs and things like that, you would love his show. Check it out, Pod Quiz. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode. It's from a confidence round from 2018. Let's see how many of these random questions you can get. Here we go. Confidence round for today. Question number one, what type of creature is Spyro in the hit PlayStation games? Number one, what type of creature is Spyro, S-P-Y-R-O, in the hit PlayStation games? Question number two, what word is the mathematical term for a triangle whose sides are all different lengths? Number two, what word is the mathematical term for a triangle whose sides are all different lengths? Number two. Question number three, an anhinga is a species of what animal? An anhinga, A-N-H-I-N-G-A, is a species of what animal? Number three. We're moving on to question number four on today's confidence round. 10 totally random questions to stump you on Tuesday. What was the name of the third studio album by the Beatles? Number four, what was the name of the third studio album by the Beatles? Question number five, in what film did Sean Penn play a gay rights activist? Number five, in what film did Sean Penn play a gay rights activist? Number five. Question number six, what color balloons were added to Lucky Charms in 1989? Number six, what color balloons were added to Lucky Charms in 1989? Question number seven, the Magnolia State is a nickname for which U.S. state? Number seven, the Magnolia State is a nickname for which U.S. state? We are on question number eight, and here it comes. Chef Philip Romer wanted to pay tribute to actor George Arliss by naming a salad dressing after his hit play. What is the name of that salad dressing called? Number eight, what's the salad dressing called? Chef Philip Romer wanted to pay tribute to actor George Arliss by naming a salad dressing after his hit play. What's the salad dressing called? Question number nine, how many seasons did the original Star Trek TV series air for? Number nine, how many seasons did the original Star Trek TV series air for? And number 10, the moon's name is derived from the Latin word meaning what? What does moon mean in Latin? Number 10, the moon's name is derived from the Latin word meaning what? All right, those are today's questions for the Confidence Round quiz. Again, if you are ranking them along at home, you do 10 for the highest thing, the thing you're most confident, 1 for the thing you're least confident in, and all the numbers in between. Use all the numbers each one time, and you can just write down the number next to your answer. So if you put number 1 and then your answer, and then after that in a little circle, you could put like, I give this one a 9. You know, I'm going to use my 9 on this. That's how you do it. So that's how it goes, and we'll be right back in a second with the answers to those questions you just heard. Here we go with the answers to the questions that I just asked you like a minute ago. Here's number one. What type of creature is Spyro in the hit PlayStation games? He is a dragon. Spyro the dragon. You run around, you headbutt things, I think. You breathe fire. I've never played a Spyro game. I couldn't tell you. I've just seen screenshots and things. Number two, what word is the mathematical term for a triangle whose sides are all different lengths? That is called a scalene triangle, not an equilateral. That's when they are the same length, I believe. And a scalene is when they are different. Number three, an anhinga is a species of bird. You could probably hear some birds chirping around the background of this episode because I could hear them. Number three was bird. Number four, what was the name of the third studio album by the Beatles? It was A Hard Day's Night. Remember that one? You've heard of that. Hard Day's Night. They have the song of the same name. Number five, in what film did Sean Penn play a gay rights activist? I Am Sam. Just kidding. That would have been a weird movie. Milk was the answer. Milk. Number five, Milk. Harvey Milk. Number six, what color balloons were added to Lucky Charms in 1989? Red. Hearts of, I don't know. I can't. What a bad attempt that was. I was going to go, I think it's like hearts of golds and rainbows and even red balloons. That's what I was trying to do. Red balloons from the commercial. It was red. Number seven, the Magnolia State is a nickname for which U.S. state? And the answer there was Mississippi. Mississippi is the Magnolia State. Number 8, Chef Philip Romer wanted to pay tribute to actor George Arliss by naming a salad dressing after his hit play. What's the salad dressing called? Green Goddess. That is a popular California dressing, I'm sure. I think there's avocado in there or something. But Green Goddess was the name of the play with George Arliss that the chef wanted to pay tribute to. And it's the name of a popular salad dressing for women who like spin class, I imagine. Number 9, how many seasons did the original Star Trek TV series air for? Just 3. 3 seasons of Star Trek. And some people know this, some people don't. Lucille Ball was one of the people that greenlit that show at the Desilu Production Studios, I think. And is a reason why that show even got aired, because I think a lot of people passed on it. So interesting fact there. I don't know the full details, but look that up. Lucille Ball, Star Trek. And number 10, the moon's name is derived from the Latin word meaning month. Month. You know, like the different months of the year. That is what moon means in Latin, I guess. Those are your 10 random questions. How did you do out of 55 points after you've ranked them? 10 to 1, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. Did you get all 55? Did you get 54? Maybe you only missed your number 1 rank. Maybe you missed the big 10, but you got all the rest right and you got down to 45 points. Love hearing about your points, your scores. Love seeing your scorecards. If you want to tweet me a picture of your little doodles and your sketches and your answers while you wrote them down on a note card at your desk or on your calendar on your desk or whatever you're doing when you're listening to this thing. I love seeing that stuff. You can send those to @RyanBuds on Instagram, @RyanBuds on Twitter. You can email RyanBuds@gmail.com, whatever you got to do. And what I think you should do is sign up over on Patreon.com/TriviaWithBuds and try and win this Wakanda Forever cereal, Black Panther cereal from Marvel, from me to you if you win the raffle. And again, you could be at any patron level. As long as you're on Patreon.com/TriviaWithBuds, you will be in the running for this Friday's cereal box raffle. It's going to be pretty sweet. I can't wait to send it to whoever wins. What if it's Mona again? People will riot. I'm sure they'll will. But that would be pretty sweet for her, huh? She'd have a nice cereal, and she'd have a nice pair of tickets to see Shazam like she won last week. That would be pretty sweet. All right, guys. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.